So this exercise is called ants. It's called don't let the ants spoil your picnic. Okay? And ants stand for automatic negative thoughts. Automatic negative thoughts. Don't let the ants spoil your picnic. Okay? So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head, and close your eyes. For the first few moments, just focus your attention inwards, focus on your breath. Take a nice, long, slow, deep breath in. And exhale out, nice and long and slow, exhaling out. You're just trying to bring your attention to the very center of your chest where your sternum is. Your sternum is the bone that runs down the middle of your chest and ends with a point. So bring your attention to the very center of your chest as you breathe in nice and deep and long and slow. Focusing on your sternum and how it's moving, and then exhale and let that breath all the way out. Notice the sternum settling down and relaxing. So breathing nice and deep and slow in and out. And notice how your breath is like a gentle ocean wave. As you breathe in, the wave rolls into shore. And then as you breathe out, the wave retreats back out to the ocean. And your sternum settles down. So again, just taking a few moments as I'm quiet to focus on a long, slow breath in and out. And if your mind wanders, just gently bring it back to the rolling sensation of your breath and focusing on your sternum. Good. So continue to breathe nice and deep and slow with your eyes closed, focusing on your sternum as I explain the exercise to you. So as mentioned, this exercise is called ants. Don't let the ants spoil your picnic. And ants stand for automatic negative thoughts. We have a lot of automatic negative thoughts throughout the day. In fact, we have upwards of 85,000 thoughts in a day, and some of those thoughts are automatic and negative. And it may be a surprise to you is when we have these thoughts, we have feelings, negative feelings that go with these thoughts. And neither the thoughts nor the feelings may necessarily have any fact to them. There may not be a basis to them. As mentioned, some of our thoughts are garbage thoughts. But these thoughts, they cause feelings to emerge. The thoughts cause feelings, and then they cause us to change our breathing, and they cause us to change our behaviors. The thoughts cause feelings, change our breathing, change our behaviors. And you may find at times you get trapped into negative thinking, magnifying things, making them big, shoulding, feeling powerless and incapable when you are able to do things. You may catastrophize and think the worst. These are all automatic negative thoughts. But you can learn how to decide whether to believe these thoughts, whether to evaluate these thoughts, and to criticize and evaluate these thoughts and look for facts. And so what I'd like you to do now is bring to mind a recent situation that was bothersome for you. And we're going to go through a process on how to evaluate and change automatic negative thoughts. So bring a situation to mind that was bothersome and distressing for you. And it could have been mildly distressing, moderately distressing, or very distressing. So bring that situation back to mind. It may be a time where you're having trouble getting to sleep, a time in class when you couldn't answer a question, a time where you're riding the bus in the morning where you felt some anxiety, dread, or a sense of inadequacy or fear. So just bring that situation back to mind. Remember what you were thinking. Remember what you were feeling, what emotion you were experiencing. Remember, too, what you were experiencing in your body. What was the somatic experience? Remember as well what urge you had. What was the behavior? Did you want to run, yell, scream? Did you want to cry? Did you feel a panicky and you wanted to avoid? What was the urge or behavior you had in that instance? So bring all that to mind. Remember where you were when this had happened. At home, at school, on the bus, outside, inside, who was around. Remember what you were feeling, thinking, what was happening in your body, what the urges, where you were, what exactly triggered you. What started the whole thing? Was it something external to you, something someone said, or did, or didn't do? Or was it something in your mind, a thought you had, a perception, a belief? What triggered the whole thing? So bring that back to mind as well. And take a moment to isolate what you were feeling. Were you feeling angry, bitter, resentful, irritated, annoyed? Were you feeling depressed, discouraged, guilty, pessimistic, despairing, powerless? Were you feeling confused, which is either bewildered, disillusioned, skeptical, lost, unsure, helpless, incapable, tragic, vulnerable, powerless? Were you feeling afraid, terrified, nervous, worried, frightened? Were you feeling hurt, crushed, tormented, dejected, offended? Were you feeling sad, tearful, pain, anguish, lonely, desperate? What word best describes how you felt? What were you feeling in your body? Where did you feel it the most? Was it in your tummy, your chest? Were you clenching? Was it in your shoulders, your hands? Did you feel it in your feet, in your legs? Where did you feel the emotion the most intense? And what was the urge? How did you want to act on that thought and that feeling? Remembering always, even if you're unaware of the thoughts trigger emotions. They cause us to feel certain things in our body, which causes us to change our breathing and act in certain ways. But the whole thing starts with our thoughts. Because it starts with our thoughts, we try to unravel it by questioning our thoughts, by challenging our thoughts, by thinking about the situation differently. So in this situation that you encountered, ask yourself, just quietly to yourself, was what you were thinking 100% true? Do you know beyond a reasonable doubt, 100% certainty, that your thoughts were true? Ask yourself, where was the evidence that it was true? If you were thinking catastrophic thoughts, thinking the worst, what else could happen? Instead of, say, if it's worrying somebody's watching you, what else could be also just as equally true? Such as, no one's watching me, no one's there, it's just my mind and imagination. What happens if you choose not to believe the thought? If you choose instead to focus on a positive thought? If your thoughts are making things really big and magnifying things, are they really as big and as important as you're making them out to be in your mind? Can you break it down? Where's the evidence to support that it's truly that big? Is it the end of the world? Is it that big of a deal? What are the steps involved? If it's catastrophizing, can you truly, honestly know the future? No one has a crystal ball. Can you know for sure what's going to happen in the future when it hasn't even happened? If it's mind reading, can you know for sure what someone else is thinking in their mind, knowing they're a very different human being? Their experiences are different, their awarenesses are different, their beliefs and values and needs are different. Can you truly, honestly know what they're thinking? Is what you're thinking reasonable? Are you exaggerating the negative? Is it as bad as you're making it? Does this happen to other people? What would you say to a friend if they shared this worry with you? How would you comfort them? Come up with that now. What else could be going on instead of what you're thinking? Is this thought helpful? What else could be going on? Can I break it down, make it small, and take action so it doesn't seem so big? Do I need everything to be perfect? Do I need to be certain all the time? Or am I courageous enough to take chances and be confident in myself? Is it realistic to think I can be perfect? Is that too exhausting? So when you have a chance to think about things differently and you do some deep breathing, you'll notice you start feeling differently about it. And once you start feeling differently about it, you can make a plan to do something exactly opposite to what you may have done in the past. So if your tendency in the past to this type of anxious or depressive or magnifying thought would be to avoid, it's important to do the exact opposite, to face it, confront it, do it, take charge, take back control. The less we take control, the more we feel helpless. That can cause depression and that can cause anxiety. Taking control, taking action, doing things makes us feel more confident, makes us feel more efficacious, makes us believe in ourselves even more. And the more things we do, the more our confidence grows. Confidence comes from doing, not by imagining. Confidence comes from achieving small successes and complimenting ourselves. It doesn't come from imagining. We have to grow confidence by doing. So facing challenges, facing the uncomfortable, doing the exact opposite helps you feel more in control, more powerful, more able, less like a victim, less small, less fragile, less emotionally vulnerable. So take charge. How can you take charge in this situation and bring that to mind? What is something you can do today, tomorrow, the next day? What's one step you can take and just bring that back to your mind right now? Visualize yourself doing that thing. Anxiety is all about control, avoidance, and underestimating our comfort, our confidence to do things. So if we can accept we can't and won't control everything around us other than ourselves is the only thing we control, then we can take action. So looking for control will keep anxiety alive. We can't control other people, only ourselves. So accepting that we ourselves are the only thing we control. We ourselves are the only thing we can change. Avoidance keeps anxiety alive. So making a commitment to face the feared things, to do the scary things, to get uncomfortable. Underestimating our ability to cope, underestimating our confidence keeps anxiety alive. So as we do things, as we applaud our successes, as our confidence grows, anxiety shrinks. So picture yourself in the last few weeks, and all the things you've done, and notice how your confidence has grown. Two as well, imagine how it'll continue to grow strong, just like Gomorrah. The more things you face, the more uncomfortable situations you tackle, the more difficult things you undertake. We grow through challenge. We grow through difficulties. We grow stronger. So imagine how much more confident you're going to get. The possibilities are endless. The doors open up. The more and more things start happening for us, the more challenges we undertake. Walk towards the feared things. Don't avoid them. Face the challenges. Don't hide. Increase your confidence. So when you think about this situation that you face, think about how you can tackle it, face it. Think about how your confidence can grow. And take a moment to just imagine the anxious thoughts disintegrating into ashes. And you can blow them away just like you'd blow the flames on a candle, a birthday cake. You can blow the anxious thoughts away like bubbles on a summer day. You can blow the anxious thoughts away like you'd blow a little paper boat down a stream. You can let the anxious thoughts just fade away into the distance. And you can again embody the feeling of Gomorrah, the strength, the confidence to face whatever life puts in front of you, you can handle it. The more challenges you face, the stronger you'll grow. So you can practice this exercise whenever you're facing anything difficult, whenever anxious thoughts appear to you. You can learn how to question thoughts. Learn how to question feelings. Learn how to question urges or behaviors. And you can flip them over like you'd flip over a pancake. And instead, face the scary things. Face the uncomfortable. Face the challenge. Think positively. Act positively. And the confidence will grow. Always with any anxious, sad, critical, overwhelming thoughts, think about the facts. What else could be going on? Is there a different way to think about this? How would I comfort a friend? Are there facts and evidence I'm not paying attention to? Is it as big a deal as I'm making it? Shrink it down, make it small. Is there other possibilities that could happen instead of the worst thing? Challenge the thinking. Do the breathing. You'll notice your anxiety fade. Blow it away. Dissolve it. It'll disintegrate. And you can let it go, and your confidence will grow. So when you're ready, you can return to the room around you and open your eyes.